Our next question is from Teresa in Virginia, and she wants to know, what is the best way to help an overgrazed pasture recover? What should the sequence and timing be for the year, first year of recovery for that?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And the answer is you have to have patience. So first thing is I would want to make sure with an overgrazed pasture that that horse facility, that owner has the ability to build a dry lot so they can house those horses to, number one, help that pasture regrow, and then not to have it happen in the future. If I had an overgrazed pasture, the first thing I would do is pull the horses off. I would mow everything down if I could, if it wasn't like, you know, taken over by large woody weeds, but I would mow everything down and just see what grows. I would take a soil test and I would immediately fertilize according to what that soil test suggests. So once I fertilized and saw what grew, if I needed to use a herbicide, if it was incredibly weedy, and again, we're looking for a herbicide labeled for a pasture, I could use a herbicide or I could just continue to mow. But with an overgrazed pasture, what it needs is it needs rest and fertility. So again, keep the horses off, see what grows. And, you know, she asked for a timeline, and this is tough because if you've had a pasture that's been overgrazed for years, you may need a year to get that pasture back up. If you've had a pasture that's only been overgrazed for a short time, maybe a couple months because you've had a drought, you would be surprised how well that pasture would recover simply by moving those horses off. So the name of this game is pull the horses off, mow it, take a soil test, fertilize accordingly, and then see what grows. Use a herbicide or mowing to control weeds and let that pasture rest. Let it regrow up to 6 inches before you start grazing. Start grazing slowly to acclimate the horses. And then when that pasture overall reaches 3 inches, put the horses on another pasture, put them back in your dry lot to avoid that overgrazing cycle from keeping on happening.